Amen. YXL, would you stretch forth your arms and receive from the Lord His good word, His benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, brothers and sisters, from this day forward and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. It's going to move us into prayer time, and then have a season for testimonies afterwards. But I think I want to invert the order and give you guys the opportunity to come forward now and to share with each other how the Lord's been working in your life, where He's met you this week, places of revelation, of conviction, of encouragement that you've experienced. And after we've had a season to share with one another our joys and our sorrows, we'll go to the Lord together in prayer. So I want to invite you, hopefully some of you who have been here before prepared for this. And if this is your first year of YXL, you'll gain some momentum as you hear the testimonies of others. Do me a favor, and just like you were like on deck and in the hole when you met with your counselors, we're going to form a line. And so don't wait until the microphone's down and the floor is empty, but please come, and you could take the nice comfy seats right there next to Ryan. That means you're on deck. So let's celebrate with each other what the Lord's been doing in our life this week.
Well, hello. My name's Haven, if you guys don't know me. I'm a fourth-year YXLer. I just wanted to kind of share about my experience here. I've been here for, this is my fourth year, and I can't tell you how much this camp has blessed me and blessed my life. It's been one of the highlights of my summer for so long. So the first time I came to this camp, I remember I didn't really know what I was doing. I had never been in like a big group where I didn't know most of the people. So I just remember being really scared to come the first time. And I was shocked by how many people were so kind and so much of a blessing. And I was so impacted by the leadership that is in YXL, and especially the older people who embraced me and they welcomed me, and honestly, they've been an example for me throughout all my years of high school. And we said something on Sunday in a small group that I've been thinking about all week. My leader said that every person was created in the image of God, and every person here who has the Holy Spirit in them is meant to show us the different parts of the character of God. And that's supposed to be what, in the fellowship of the church, is we're supposed to mirror the character of God to each other. And I just wanted to tell you guys that this week I have seen God's kindness, I've seen His gentleness, I've seen His sense of humor, and His faithfulness and love in my interactions with all of you. And I just wanted to thank you so much for reminding me of who God is and what He has done for me. And you guys have all just been such a blessing to me. And I just thank you so much.
Danny.
This is my first year at YXL, and it has been a filled week of many things and many blessings in my small group and the people I hang out with, people I talk to, and I think that the best time that I've ever had has been here at YXL, and I think the place where I've been super, super happy is when we come up here and we worship at night. It makes me so happy to hear everyone singing loudly, and I love the songs that we sing, and I love the sermons that we hear. And it's going to be hard to leave, because I made so many different friends and acquaintances and had weird experiences in my cabin.
Yeah!
The loop hike was great as well, when I was able to just go out and see God's creation. And even though my feet hurt and I was tired and couldn't breathe very well, it was still just breathtaking to see so many different aspects of God's creation, and the flowers and the grass and the trees. The grace talks are very helpful as well, when we're able to go out in the morning and just hear the birds singing. And then the talent show is just a great opportunity for many different people to just come up here and show their talents. And apparently, I have a talent for singing that I never knew I had. So I just want to thank everyone here, especially those who are in my small group, those who are in my cabin, the music leaders, and the pastor that we get every week, and just the whole YXL experience has been wonderful for me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Zach, and this is my fourth and final year at YXL. I just want to say that YXL has been is easily one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life. This place has changed my life. One thing that I've really especially been coming to terms with this year is the fact that I am actually diagnosed on the autism spectrum. Well, back in way before YXL, I used to really feel like, you know, a bit of an odd man out, just because the way I hadn't exactly felt unwelcome, just, you know, odd man out, you know. And of course, then I came to YXL, and one of the weird things I noticed that I immediately just fit right in. It's really just changed my life for so much for the better, and caused the Holy Spirit to really grow in me, and I'm incredibly thankful for all the memories and friends I've made here. I would like to close with a quote from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. This is from when Gandalf is leaving Middle Earth with Frodo. He turns to him and says, "Here at last, dear friends, on the shores of the sea comes the end of our fellowship in Middle Earth. Go in peace. I will not say do not weep, for not all tears are evil. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Emma. It's my fourth and final year here at YXL. YXL over these past 4 years has just so helped me grow in my confidence and my identity in Christ. And I really don't know what my life in high school would have looked like without it. The community here has just been so amazing, and I'm so thankful that I met everyone here. And I would just like to encourage everyone to really take what you've learned here, the friendships that you've made, the lessons you've been taught, and really make them applicable in your life, because they are so, so helpful and they're so needed. And I know sometimes we don't get to learn these kinds of things in our own churches, where they're not talked about as much. But the things you learn here can really make a huge difference on your life, just for the next year or for the next 4 years. So I thank you, everyone who's made these past 4 years so special.
Okay, so I'm shaking, and I have been shaking all night, and I've been crying all night. I'm Annabelle Lee. My second year. And so I have a lot of crap at home, and I have a lot of sorrow and death, and I get to come to YXL, and I get to, well, like, at home, I don't really have anyone to, like, put that off on. And great, I'm going to cry in front of all of you guys. I don't like crying in front of people. I get to come to YXL, and I get to give you guys my burdens, and I get to cry with you, and I get to hug you, and I get, like, I'm reminded of the beauty of God, and I'm reminded of all the good things that God does offer and all the characteristics of God. I see them in all of you guys, and it's not my last year, and I'm very happy about that. I'm very sad to see so many of you go. But I want to thank you all for being open arms for me to cry in and for me to pour my life into, kind of, and just tell. And I talk a lot, and so you guys listen, and that's really nice, because I'm not always listened to at home because I talk so much. But you guys listen, and it's wonderful, and I really wanted to say thank you. So thank you. I wrote notes, but they're so incredibly messy that I don't even know if I'll say anything. But anyways, I'm Ellie Howard, and this is my third and last year at YXL, and that stinks. Because this has been the most impactful thing in my life, besides my family. And I just want to kind of say some things that I've really noticed about this camp that sort of makes it so special. And so here I am able to wrestle with my life struggles with Christians throughout every year. It's just been a different thing. And so every year I just have different people that are just pouring their lives into me. And like Annabelle said, I can just speak and people listen. And that is so incredibly impactful on people. And I just have such, you're just so free here. And everybody's just so accepting. And that's something that is so overlooked. But here, it's so real. And everybody's so genuine. But I wanted to challenge you guys and say, I challenge you to sit with random tables, because that's something that definitely has been one of the coolest things for me, because that's how I've been able to meet almost all of you, it seems like. I ask people to sit or to play with you, and just, or to pray with you, or anything. Just ask people, because it's just the power of asking and inviting is so, so important. And stretch yourself, because if you're being vulnerable, you'll get the most out of it. This is a really special group of people, and there's nothing like it. So really, really cherish it. Thank you for laughing at me when I say dumb things. Like, I don't even remember what I said now. What do you call gummy bear? I really appreciate you guys being such a diverse group of people, and I honestly don't regret anything that I've done here. It's crazy I won't see a majority of you guys again, but if you ever do come out to California, I'm here or there, and I'd really love to see you guys or have you over to my house. You have a place to stay. But thank you for everything you guys have done. And if you do meet a YXL, like, Azusa Pacific University representative.
Hi, my name is Haley Darby, and this is my fourth and final year at YXL. YXL holds such a special place in my heart, as I know it holds a special place in many of your hearts, too. The lessons I've learned in these past 4 years and all the people that I've met have impacted me in so many ways I can't even describe it. Each year I've enjoyed so much all the different lessons that I've learned. They always hit a different point, which is so important, especially this week. It's really hit close to home. I've been so blessed with these messages because I feel like I hadn't really considered this topic as in depth before. And it just opened my mind to these and just gave me that hope of the future that is just so, it's such a beautiful hope that Christ is living with us. And I'm so, so thankful for what we've been taught this week. The community here is also something that I cannot express how my love for it. Every year I have been welcomed so much by different people. I've made lasting friendships with them. I've visited them. It's given me friends across the country, whether you're in New Mexico or California or all over the place. I know that because I've met you and we've dealt with these issues and that we've struggled together through these things, that we are connected in that way, and that that relationship is so important to me. And yeah, I'm just so thankful for all of you guys. And I remember coming here my first year, and I was so nervous, and I lacked confidence, but it was the people here that invited me to sit with them, that welcomed me here, that really gave me the confidence that I lacked. And I encourage you, a lot of you that are older, that you do the same to people that come every year, because that is so important. That's what keeps people coming back, is you being kind and welcoming to them. I can't tell you how much that meant to me, and that's what kept me coming back, is this community of Christian brothers and sisters that you don't find anywhere else. This is such a unique place, and I hope that all of you guys recognize that. You won't find this anywhere else, this group of people, 100 or more, that all believe in the same things and that we trust, we have the same hope. So I just thank you so, so much for everything that you've done for me. All the hope and encouragement that you've given me, it has made such a big impact on my life. And I encourage you all to continue coming back, continue hearing these messages, continue reaching out to others and creating those relationships.
Buster.
Hello, my name is Ian, and this is my fourth and final year at YXL, and I'd like to first start by thanking each and every one of the staff and counselors who took the time to do all this. I know that some of you can get a lot of flack for different things, and maybe people don't like your, how you lead and stuff like that, but I just want you guys to know that I appreciate you, and I'm sure that most people here do appreciate you. It's been really great having so many great counselors and great worship leaders and great games and everything. I really appreciated the time I've gotten to have here. Now, to all you campers, I guess, I'd encourage you not to be like me my first 2 years. I mainly came because my mom made me, you could say. And thank you, Mom, for that. I didn't really get a lot out of it. I'd sort of sit through the sermons. I'd sit through the counseling groups. I wouldn't say anything. I would just sort of tune out, and my goal was to have fun and to enjoy myself. And I was being selfish and thinking of myself. And as you guys are all here, I hope that that's not the same case for you. I hope that you are here, and I know that a lot of you are here, aren't like me, but the ones who are, I hope that you're listening now. But yeah, don't be like me. Try to glean as much as you can out of this week. I know it can be very tiring at times. I know it can be a lot. I know it can be stressful or any number of things. But if you just ask God for the strength, and as long as you're seeking to gain as much wisdom as you can and listening to what the speakers have to say and everything, then you can get a lot out of this week. And I'm always amazed, at least the last 2 years, how much I can learn and how much I can be challenged and how much, like, how many difficult things arise just in the week and how God is with me through all that. And I've really appreciated how the counselors will guide you through that and everything, and all you have to do is really ask, and your group will guide you and everything, but all you have to do is ask. And that's really all I have to say. I was sort of pushed up here, but that's okay. But now Caleb gets to go, and I'm sure he'll have some great stuff for you guys.
Too. Thank you, Jake and Will. You can try not to cry. Thank you, Zach, though. You made me emotional. a lot like Ian. I was kind of forced to come here my first year as well. I didn't expect anything from it. I heard from my brother who had been here 2 years. He's like, oh, it's great. I'm like, okay. It's like some of the other church camp. And so I came here with a mind and a heart that I wasn't going to be impacted or have any fun or meet any good or great people. But I got here, and in all honesty, I've made some of my best friends in the entire world. Before I came, I really didn't know true friendship, I don't think. No one had really come to me with a humble heart and asking questions about things relating to religion or anything like that. But coming here and seeing and having peers, people my age, come and do that, it's amazing. It's like, man, I can only thank God for that. So yeah, and after looking back at these past 3 years, I can't believe how much God has worked in my life. Because of this, before I came, I was not a good kid, in all honesty. But he has really worked in my life. So I would encourage all you younger people for second years, really open yourself up. Let the Lord take a hold of you in this camp and in your life, really. And He will. I didn't expect He would. I wasn't wanting Him to. Then I got here, and He kind of just flipped the switch for me. And I thank Him for that all the time. So I want to thank all the counselors, all the staff, for all the work you do. This wouldn't have been possible without y'all. I want to thank all the students. All of you are amazing. I love all of y'all. Thank you for being such a blessing to me and in my life. So if any of y'all want to talk to me ever, you can. Don't be nervous. Thank you.
Frankly, felt disillusioned with the whole idea of camps. And I have to say, my biggest life regrets are the next 2 years when I decided not to come to YXL. And I really wish I had, because there's so much more that I wish I could have had out of this. I mean, you know, it's coming to an end and there's not much left. The things that encourage me about this experience are like the pastor was talking about, right? All things made new. And when we come back together in heaven, and we will all be united again together, we're going to be apart, but we will come back together, and that's what I'm hoping for. And I can't wait for that.
First, she said, Zalicia, come here. And my first thought was, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. My heart's pounding, I walk in there, I'm shaking, I'm sweating, and she's like, do you want to go to this camp? And I stare at her, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm so nervous. And she showed me the video, and my little 14 extrovert self was all, oh yeah, a chance to get away from home for a week. So yeah, I came here, and it was unlike anything I've ever done. I have made some very good friends this year and last. Dang it. I made some good friends this year and last year. And everybody in my group and people that I've talked to, I'm coming for you and your phone numbers. Because last year, I only kept in contact with two of the people that I met. And this year, I don't want to lose contact with anyone that I met.
Thank you.
My makeup was so perfect, too. But this year, I have definitely noticed I've been able to actually discern before I talk. I've been actually able to sit back and listen, and then figure out the best way to say stuff. Because normally, I don't listen, and I know what I want to say, and I want to say it before anyone else gets a chance to even say what they want to say. But this year, when I did the counselor thing, I was told that I actually am pretty good at listening now, and I have a chance, and I'm actually thinking before I speak. Which is actually really good. It's going to serve me well at home. But overall, I have met some really great people. And I made friends with almost all of them, which someone in my group told me they wish they could do. Because it's apparently a very rare trait to actually just walk up to someone and start a conversation with them. This is my second year, and I'm very glad. Oh my gosh, my hand's shaking. I'm very glad that I'm coming. I have two more years left, and I'm not gonna miss it for the world. So, I mean, like, tell your siblings and, you know, tell your friends, because this is one of the best camps and one of the best things you could ever do. And really thankful to the worship leaders and the staff here, and Mr. Anderson. He did some really good sermons at night, even though I fell asleep for half of them.
I'm sorry. I was really tired.
But, yeah, overall, this is one of the best things I've ever done, and I'm not missing another year for as long as I'm able to come. And if that, that means I have to come as a staff member, and then when I'm old enough, come as a counselor, that's what I'm going to do. Because this is one of the best things that I've ever done. Thank you.
So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Kat Bates. This is my fifth year at YXL. I came here as a very, very small child. I wrote something between the hours of midnight and 1 a.m. today. And it's, I reread it just now, and it is generally coherent, so I will read it for you all. But it's really been an awesome ride, and I can't thank all of you enough for putting up with my weirdness and for giving me a place to grow. So I'm just going to read this. I never thought I'd be here at 13 years old, 4'10", a circus bear. I wrote a rap with a boy named Ethan like I was some kind of poet. I was almost 2 feet shorter than Spencer Gross, but he treated me as an equal in a way I'll never forget. That year, I discovered the wonders of the cereal bar, frozen questers, foosball, the log, friendship. I knew the people around me had all had too many energy drinks or too few. But we stayed up all night and not in our cabins. It's odd to me that I may be the only one here who remembers that night, that at 17 I've grown out of these mountains. I never thought I'd hike 14 miles in one day. I never thought I'd open up about my fear of opening up. Never thought I'd play in a foosball tournament. Never thought I'd stand in a grassy field rimmed with mountains, watching Ethan dash around in a plastic bag yelling, "Expecto Patronum!" Or watch my friends bury each other in grass. Never thought I'd sing a cappella in Swahili after only a week of rehearsal with a few friends. Never thought I'd make it to morning prayer. Never thought I'd twist an ankle after morning devotions on a boulder in the middle of the woods. Never knew God could be so good. Never expected hymns to make me cry, to memorize the words to Unashamed, or to sing praises in the dark around a bonfire. I never expected to find myself a leader. Never expected the death hike or sleet on a summer day. Never expected to love the memory of lunch on a cold cliff so much. I never expected to summit a mountain. Never expected that my 5-foot-tall asthmatic self would make it up to the top of Horn Peak. I never expected to be respected. Never expected to become a mini Scott Schindler on the Comanche Troop Trail. Never expected to complete that trail 3 times. Never expected this love. Never thought my heart could be so full, that I could love this much. Never thought I'd join a barbershop quartet. Never thought I'd be brave enough to sing in the worship team, or that my heart would never stop vibrating to this music. Never expected to spell slams with a P, for a table to mean so much. These 5 weeks that God formed for me have brought me closer to home, taught me to love myself, and shown me just a few more glimpses of heaven. God is so, so good.
All the time. Hi, Kat pressured me into doing this, so she did not mess me. So this is something I wrote with
basically kind of for all of you and for all the people who've been here that we've loved and whose walks have gone on past us. Goodbye. Can you bear the sound? When the sun slips through the cracks in the pines, when it washes them in golden light, when my prayers go up the stairs, the sun comes down, I know that it ends in goodbye. The goats bleat in the far-off distance, eating the heads of wildflowers. The sandy mountain earth gets stuck between my boot treads and finds its way into my home. To this, too, I say, goodbye. You can't catch time in a net or seduce it with promises, but you cannot get this pomegranate seed out of your stomach more than you can swallow the moon instead. I watched you break your back on the mountain. I witnessed from a nest of evergreen branches the Congress of the Universe. When the sun rose up to sing, my grief reached out to take my hand. When I walk beside a stream which glows with gauzy light, when I follow it to its spring and walk down the steps of the catacombs, I see you there with me, a gallery of souls in my heart. Where I go, you go with me. Lean on me. Lean on me, and I will lean on you, and we will depend, you and I, on our Father. Have no more hold on your doubts. Run. Run out of the pines and the brooks and the fir trees to a place where there is no word for tree line. Run past it and on. But we are exiles together, you and I. And when you stop, remember, you carry it with you in your sweet stink, throwaway holy world. You carry me always. And I would not break free of your love for the world. Thank you, guys.
That if I didn't come up this year, I was going to regret it forever. Because I needed to tell people that are leaving my life this year how much they mean to me. So the first way I wanted to do that is I wanted to share with you the most impactful part of my YXL experience. So I was sitting right over there next to that back pole, sitting by myself. There's nobody around me. And Caleb Boulanger asked me if I wanted to sit next to him. It was my first year. It was my first seminar. I had no friends here except for family members. He brought me out of my shell and taught me what real love and caring is. And over these three weeks that I've been at YXL, I've become closer with him than I have some of my closest friends at home. And then the second person that has been the most impactful person here was my cousin Ian DeGraff. But cousin really isn't the right word. I say we're closer than brothers, which is really cliche, but he's always been really, really close to me, and I'm going to miss him a lot when he's next year at college. Love you so much. Thank you.
So this is literally the definition of getting swept up in the moment. So I'm Elijah. This is my second year. My first year, I kind of laid low. I didn't really get much out of it. Made a couple good friends. That was it. Didn't really keep in much contact with them. And then I skipped a year. But this year I came back. I was forced into it by my mom. Don't worry. I started out, at first I was like, okay, I'm driving up with my friend Chris, but I'm just going to hang out with him all week. And my expectations immediately got turned on their head, because quite literally 15 minutes after we left our cabin and walked down to the dining hall, I met like some of the best people I think I've ever met in my entire life. that's not all that got turned on my head. I also didn't find out until it was too late that I was going on the Horn Peak hike. And if you know anything about me, I have a horrible fear of heights. And so that was an experience. But I think it was all worth it. And I think that coming to YXL, the Horn Peak hike, the ultimate frisbee, the team building games, if anyone asked me, Elijah, would you do it all over again? I'd say yes every single time. Thank you.
Before, so I didn't have a lot of time to prepare myself, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. This has been one of the most amazing experiences in my entire life, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I have loved just being up here and worshiping. I've never wanted to follow Christ more in my entire life than this week. And, I was gonna end this quote, which I'm sorry it's really short, but, I want to encourage you all to, which I'm doing right now, not cry because it's over, but smile because it's happened. And that's from Dr. Seuss, favorite author. But, I just want to thank you all for pouring into my life over these past 2 days. It's been absolutely wonderful, and again, I would not trade it for the world. Thank you.
Days you're going to graduate. You're either going to go to college or go to work. You may not know what your plans are for the future, but we hope here at YXL that we've impacted you enough to be able to be leaders in whatever field you endeavor to go into. And what I'd like to do now is I'd like to lay our hands on this class. Oh, sorry. I'd like to lay our hands on this class and to bless them as they go forward. I know each of you have touched me. I do know all of your names. I do. Wow, this is awesome. So, and I want you to know that you are loved. You will be greatly, greatly missed, each and every one of you, whether you've been here a year or whether you've been here four. And I want to pray for you now if I can, okay? All right. Lord, we just come before you today and we just thank you for these young people. We thank you for the impact they've had on our hearts, whether it's in the various groups with counselors, whether it's with the staff. We just, this is why we do this every year, God. We just love these young people. We love the impact we know they're going to make to further your kingdom. We thank you for everything you've done for us, for all these, for Ryan Anderson who spoke, for Paul Ranheim who led the worship, for all the seminars, for all the speakers. who spoke into their lives this week, for the counselors who took time out of their busy schedules to speak into their lives, and for their peers who are sitting out in the audience, who have had, we've already heard, such a wonderful impact on their lives. I pray now that you'll just be with them, that you'll go with them, that you will help their college or work experience be everything it can be, that you will bless them, that you will keep them, and that one day, whether I see them here on this earth or I see them in heaven, that we'll just know that we have had a wonderful time, and that your gospel has been proclaimed, and that you have received all the glory. We just thank you and praise you for all. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
And then by Wednesday, whenever we did the activity, the hiking, or I did the rafting, I was like, okay, so I guess this camp is kind of all right. And then I got more into it, and obviously I liked it enough to come back, so here I am. This past 2 years have been an absolute blessing in my life, and I'm so thrilled and so excited to see what God's plan is for me and what God's plan is for all of you. I hope that you guys continue to come back if you're able to. It's an amazing experience. Gazebo talks, yes.
So I'm Miranda, and this is my third and final year. YXL, I did want to go, but it has grown me so much in my walk with faith. I struggled a lot before I came here, just walking with God, and after I came here, I learned so much, and I am so glad for the past 3 years coming here and learning more about God and becoming friends with all of you guys. I'm so happy I came, and I hope to one day come back.
And gazebo talks.
Okay, well, yeah, I just wanted to end with the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord is what's right. Encourage everyone, all you here, and extroverts look out for the introverts. Love you guys.
I'm also very much an introvert, so this is hard. But since the beginning of this year, God has really been working in my heart to know the Word of God, to know His Word, and He has been preparing me for this camp all year, and now this camp has, in a lot of ways, prepared me for the rest of my life. And I want to thank all of you in general, especially my small group and all the leaders here. Thank you.
Just writing my script. So, okay. My name's Elijah, and this is my first year here. I'm graduating class of 2021. I would like to start by saying thank you all. My life at home has been a little rough. At home, I really couldn't even afford to be here. Just $800, I couldn't afford it. And that's why I'm just so thankful for my church for just paying me to be here, y'all. And just being here with y'all has been one of my favorite experiences ever. To just worship with you, pray with you, just having somewhere to be where I don't have to worry about all the struggles at home. Back at home, I had to struggle with my uncles and aunts being drug addicts and they're not even 18 yet. I'm at grandma's house, who's 77, putting up with them. Me having to go there at home because my parents are divorced. So I just thank you all. Because honestly, this is the only place that I can really feel at home. The only place I can just be happy. Just looking at you all from just different states from around the world. Just all just joining in this one place, singing songs, worship. As if we were all just one family and we wanted to live forever. This is a once in a lifetime experience that I'm just so happy that I would just get to be here another 3 years with all of you guys.
Girls in the future do not do makeup on Friday night.
She's gonna give you a hard time, so you said you learned how to hold your tongue. Thankfully, you can keep working on that next year.
I know that you guys are not going to believe what I'm going to say.
I don't believe it either.
But I promise it's true. YXL is a beautiful place. It's a powerful place. But it's not that special. It's not that unique of a place. And as you go back home, I want you guys to hold on to that. It's not that unique of a place. What you've experienced, whether it was this week for the first time or for the last 4 years, are what Jeremy, a couple days ago, simply referred to as God's ordinary means of grace. And we probably floated past you in grace talk. Little did you know, the Holy Spirit was using those means of grace to make a week feel extraordinary. And as you go home, the three things that essentially you had this week is waiting for you in the churches that sent you. The fellowship of believers, the preaching of God's word, and prayer. The only difference, and it's a significant difference, is that you had an opportunity to experience that in Mass, right? You had an opportunity to take 1 week out of your regular schedule and essentially 24 hours a day to experience those things. The fellowship of believers, the preaching of God's word, and prayer. And it's powerful. YXL is powerful. It's beautiful. Because you have those things which are not that rare. Very things that you get to go home to. And I know that you won't believe me. And in many respects, what you're going home to is better than what you're leaving. When you're here, you get to be with a bunch of 15 to 18 year olds. And some strange old people who actually like hanging out with 15 to 18 year olds. We're just trying to relive our high school years. That's pretty much the truth of it. But when you go home and you experience the fellowship of believers and the preaching of the word and prayer in your churches, every single Sunday on the Lord's Day, as He designed it, as He designed you, you experience those things with the full body of Christ. With little 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 12 year olds who think that you are the coolest thing in the entire world. Of 60 and 70 year olds who have a whole lot of wisdom. And just like it's scary to show up here and you don't know anybody and feel like you're going to be rejected, those 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 year olds, they're scared that you're not going to care about them or want to hear them. And for you to patiently pursue them, to sit down with them, is to bring YXL home. And those same things that you got to experience with one another, they're waiting for you when you get home.
Amen.
We're coming off a mountain and it's hard. We all return to homes and lives that haven't changed. But the hope is, and I shouldn't say hope, because I meant hope like my desire, and Ryan just told us that that's not what type of hope we're talking about. My desire is, my anticipation is that even though the circumstances back home haven't changed for any of you, every single one of you haven't changed. And you get to go home with hope. Right? So let's gather up. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to go before us.